Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway. I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no,
please don't wake me now. 2, 3. Welcome and thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And this is episode 11. And today we are going to be talking about aging and feeling unsexy. So if you have some young ears around, this might be a good time to put some headphones on just in case. I'm not going to get too graphic or anything, but just in case we might say the S-E-X word. So before we begin, I just want to say if you need anything from these podcasts, you can go to choosespiritnow.com. And if you'd like to send me a question that you would like answered on Ego Watch Podcast, please send it to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. So for some of you, you might be wondering what aging and feeling unsexy has to do with the ego and spiritual awakening. And that's a good question. So, first of all, let me just say that what I've realized, especially after just having a second child at age 39 and then turning 40 a week later, is that I was all of a sudden brought into a lot of things happening with my body and aging. And honestly, I wasn't sure if it was turning 40 or just having a baby or all of the above, but it put me into a sort of place that I hadn't been in a while in terms of how I felt about my body. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. Wow, you know, over the next 20, 30 years, I'm going to be dealing with an aging body and aging skin, aging face, aging, you know, neckline. And I'm going to have to deal with that in relationship with my husband. And because I was sort of going through this sudden, like looking in the mirror and not recognizing some parts of my body, it made me realize that, you know, there's going to be moments where I'm not going to feel as sexy as maybe I have in the past, because my body is now, it's changing, it's looking different. And it's only going to get more difficult as the aging process continues. So both my children were delivered via cesarean section, and Rowan, of course, is still seven years old when I had Mia a few months ago. And so about a week after I came home from the hospital, I was about to jump in the shower and Rowan was in the room with me and I'd taken my clothes off and she was able to see my C-section scar incision. And it wasn't even a scar yet. It was still an incision. And she had seen it before, you know, right in the hospital. She wanted to see it. So she'd seen it before, but this time she looked over at me and she started to make gagging faces. And she was totally pretending, but it was like very obviously rude. But she didn't fathom what that felt like to me. So I basically told her that wasn't very nice. And I started crying right in front of her. And I was emotional. It was only a week after the birth. And I went into the bathroom and just, you know, looked at myself in the mirror and started crying. You know, I'm breastfeeding and, you know, my love handles were, I don't know what happened to my love handles. My baby, when she was in the belly, really liked to use all the space she could. And so I had not just my baby bump, but I had a bump out to the right with that love handle and a bump out to the left with that love handle. So, you know, a week after she came out, I mean, there was just a lot of strangeness going on in my abdomen that I wasn't used to. And So I tell people it's like my love handles sort of crashed and burned down onto my hips. And so now I'm still hoping that maybe, by some force of nature, they will come back in at some point. But they may not at this point. I don't know. It's been 3.5 months and they still haven't. So anyway, so I let Rowan know that she hurt my feelings, and she was very upset that she had hurt my feelings. She didn't mean to, and we had a conversation about it. But, this is real stuff that us as women deal with, and not just from pregnancy, but aging. And what I noticed myself doing in terms of the ego is, my ego self-image on that sexual facet of my relationship was feeling insecure. I was feeling insecure, and I was feeling just not sexual in terms of feeling like I was attractive. And I think that's the difference between men and women, is that men don't need to feel sexy, to have sex. I mean, they're just guns a-blazing whenever. Women, on the other hand, need to feel sexy. And as women, sometimes, especially, just after birth, or, you've gained a little weight, or your breasts are starting to sag because of age, your skin is starting to sag, whatever, that's really hard for us, especially being so hard on ourselves as we are, to still feel sexy when all of these things are going on. And what I realize in terms of being able to watch my own ego deal with this stuff is that I began to make not wanting to have sex about other things. Okay. And granted, there were other reasons, like I'm dead tired, I don't have time because I'm, busy taking care of kids and an elderly dog and so on and so forth, and working, et cetera. But I noticed that I was starting to, sometimes blame it on other things too that weren't necessarily the real reason that I didn't want to have sex. So as I began to watch my own ego, I realized that I didn't want to admit that I didn't feel good about myself, or that I didn't feel, sexy to my husband. And there's two ways the ego makes us feel. It either makes us feel that we're better than everybody else, and everybody else is lesser than us, or it makes us feel that we are not good enough. Everybody else is better than us, and we just suck. And that's pretty much the two sides of the coin with the ego. And in this case, I just did not want to admit that I didn't feel sexy. And so what I realized is that I was starting to pick little fights with my husband so that he wouldn't want to have sex with me, so that then I wouldn't have to deal with the fact that I really didn't want to have sex just because I didn't feel sexy. I didn't feel attractive for him. And to me, this is a huge deal for us women when we can get to a point where we admit that we do this sometimes. Because I think when you can get to that point where you can admit it, then you can start dealing with what's really happening, with your emotions surrounding this, and how can you get back to feeling sexy when you are in a different body than you're used to being in. But at least now we're at a point where we can actually, get to the cause of the problem and solve it, instead of picking fights with our husbands so that we don't have to get to the real issue, and seeing what we can sort of dig down beneath the surface and find there. And if we don't do this, then we find that sometimes what happens is then our husbands feel like maybe we're not attracted to them, and so then they are feeling insecure and upset, and so we don't want the relationship to get to that point, right? Because then each of us begins to maybe start seeking that attention or affection from somewhere else. So we want to stop things before it gets there, and really look at what's going on within ourselves and see what we can do to change that. When I was younger, because I wasn't quote unquote naturally pretty, I always felt bad about myself for that. And for some reason, always had it in my head that in order for me to be pretty, I had to be pretty without makeup on. And I would literally torture myself with, you know, getting out of the shower, not putting makeup on, you know, trying to do my best to make my hair look decent. And over again, I would feel bad about myself because I didn't look what I thought pretty without makeup on. And then I'd feel bad about myself. And then I'd feel insecure. And then I'd put makeup on and go out, but I'd feel bad about myself for the rest of the day because I had to wear makeup to, in my eyes, look, you know, decent to the rest of the world. And so it took me many years and getting into this practice of watching the ego to realize that, bless you, diddle boo boo. My little baby here is helping me podcast today. But it took me a long time to realize that, you know, this was my own ego making me feel like I had to look a certain way without makeup on. And whereas, you know, some people would say, oh, well, you know, if you could let go of the ego, then you would feel beautiful even without makeup on. Well, yes. And I had to get to that point to go there to then get to the point where I said, you know what? But even so, it's okay for me to want to wear makeup too, you know, to want to put things on myself to make me feel a certain way. And it still took some time, but eventually I got to the point where I was finally able to put my makeup on in the morning and not feel bad about it, not sit there and drill myself, oh, well, you know, you're not naturally pretty, so you're having to do this every day. And, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, they don't have to wear any makeup every day and they look great. And, you know, you have to sit here and do this makeup regime to even look presentable and not have people tell you you look tired all day, et cetera, et cetera. So that was the voice in my head constantly, you know, that ego constantly, you know, pulling me down. And it took me a long time to sift through all that, watch it, and finally get to the point where I thought, you know what, this is just the ego. This is just my thoughts, my mind. I'm not going to listen to that. I can wake up in the morning and feel good about myself when I look in the mirror and I don't have makeup on, and I can feel good about myself for pulling out my makeup bag, putting my makeup on, and looking in the mirror again and not feel guilty for doing that. And that brings me to asking the question to all of us as women and as men, because I know that men, you know, with aging and, you know, maybe growing a belly or, you know, losing your hair, and wrinkles coming too, it's, you know, they go through the same things, just maybe a little differently than us as females, because there is so much, more, emphasis on, you know, females looking a certain way. But all of us can at this point ask ourselves, you know, what can we do to make ourselves feel better and feel more secure and feel more sexy to our partners, you know, spouses, fiancés, boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, whatever. And so, and, you know, without guilt for having to do these things, okay? And actually maybe even getting to the point where we enjoy doing these things because they do make us feel good. They do make us feel sexy. They do make us feel attractive to our partners. I used to joke when my husband and I were first together 9 years ago, I would say, you know, one day we're going to have to tape everything up, you know, tape my boobies up, tape my butt up. And, you know, so everything's kind of in the right place. And now I'm kind of at that point where I realize that that's, you know, going to be a reality one day. I'm going to get to that point where it looks like things are in the wrong spot. And so now I have to look at things a little bit differently. And all of us need to start thinking about, you know, how can we look at this differently? We are going to age. Things are going to change. We can't look 22, 25, 28 forever. So how can we age gracefully? How can we enjoy the process and not beat ourselves up too badly for it in the midst of these changes? And what can we do to make ourselves enjoy it and feel the best we can with everything that's happening? And also, you know, focus on things that have gotten better. I know there are some things about my body that I actually like better than when I was in my 20s. And so, you know, as we age, let's focus on some of the things that have actually gotten better with age. And then the other things that haven't quite gotten better with age, you know, what can we do to level out that and make it easier on ourselves? So I'm going to leave you with an exercise that you can download. And the first part is just going to help you to watch your own ego and figure out how your ego might be manipulating you in your relationship and, you know, blaming your insecurities and your feeling maybe unsexy at times or in certain ways on other things so that you can avoid it altogether. And then the second part of the exercise is going to be about really looking at, you know, what you can do to change that and so that you don't have to go through all those hoops. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're all going to feel sexy all the time and we're going to want to have sex with our partners all the time. But if we can look at this thing head on and not project our insecurities and fears onto other things and avoid it altogether, then, you know, we can come to a place where, you know, if it is just we are tired, we are stressed, we have got too much on our plates, we can talk to our partners about that. And we can, you know, see if there are times that we can maybe, you know, plan on it, you know, at a time where we can sort of make sure we've had enough rest, make sure we've done some things to make ourselves feel sexy. You know, maybe we go get a pedicure or we do our own nails or whatever, you know, beforehand so that we feel that way. I know, you know, we don't have to plan it all the time, but, you know, for those of you that feel like spontaneity is the key, you know, also that when you've been with someone for a long time that, that's not always, possible, especially with children. And so on the flip side of that, sometimes spontaneity is key with kids because all of a sudden everybody's napping and you look at each other and the kitchen just happened to be cleaned up and you're like, woohoo, you know, look at us. We got some time together. Let's go, you know, hole up in the bedroom for just a little bit. And, so anyway, bottom line is, you know, we can all kind of figure this out so that it doesn't lead to us ignoring the problem and then each of us, you know, looking elsewhere for that attention and affection and somebody making us feel pretty and sexy and, you know, wanted, basically. So if you're watching this podcast or listening to this podcast on my website, then the download should be below the podcast or above the podcast. If you're not, then you can find this download at choosespiritnow.com/download11 or choosespiritnow.com/download11. And remember, if you have any question that you would like answered on Ego Watch, please email them to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. And if you have any comments about this episode, please let me know. If any of you feel the same, can totally relate, let me know. I'd love to see your comments on the Choose Spirit Now Facebook page as well. So have a wonderful week. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. Bye for now.